We've got a bit of a rebuild, obviously, because of the players that have left. So we're working very hard to try and get some players in to have a right good go at the league again.
Do you enjoy that
Yeah,
side of it?
it's difficult. I do. I enjoy the challenge of piecing the team together. And 2 years ago, when I first came in here, it was a massive rebuild, and there are very similarities to that time, because with this season, with obviously the players that have left, so we've got a bit of a massive rebuild. But we've made inroads the last week or two, and we've signed some very hungry players that want to get better. And then, what you do get at this club is you get the opportunity to play, because obviously the restrictions on our budget.
Has it been quite an easy sell in terms of the players that you've brought in so far?
Yeah, well, a couple of them I knew in John O'Sullivan and Chris Taylor I'd worked with beforehand, so they knew what I was about, and I obviously knew what they were about and what makes them tick. And the pair of them, to be fair, have had a year that they want to just park and forget, and they know that if they what they're going to get here, they're going to get people making demands on them to work very hard, and that's what they want to come and do. And I was delighted that the pair of them, were able to join us again. And then the other boys, like I say, we've got a reputation for developing young players. Bright Samuel, Brad Potts the year before, the development of Clark Robertson and Kyle Vassell, amongst others last year. Sean Longstaff obviously came in coming on loan with Viv Solomon and Callum Cook and Joe Lumley. So we're building a reputation here of obviously developing young players and giving them that opportunity to play and put games on their CV, which it's all about.
I think you got four over the line last week, Gary. Two players that are quite familiar that you've just mentioned. Jordan Thompson isn't a familiar name. Just tell us a little about him.
Yeah, excited about him, to be perfectly honest. He's been at Glasgow Rangers the last couple of years. He was at Manchester United prior to that. And then just in the summer there, he's gone away with the Northern Ireland full squad and had a taste of that and being in and around those players. And he's got a good left foot, and he's got good delivery from set play as well. So I'm really looking forward to working with him and watching how he progresses as well. Spoke to several people about him whose opinion I value very highly, and it was a no-brainer for them as well, so hopefully it'll be a good fit for us.
And in terms of Joe Dodoo, he's been around a little bit, and you've got him for the season, Gary. I suppose that's good from your perspective.
Well, it's fantastic. We have to go on record to thank Glasgow Rangers for that. But yeah, again, another one that's hungry, wants to improve, wants to work hard, and has got to get games under his belt and score goals and provide assists. And we're, again, he's another one that when I spoke to people, they spoke highly of him. And anybody that's played in the Rangers Celtic derbies, it tells you a lot about their mentality. So again, he's going to bring, a mentality to the dressing room that will be good for us.
Is he one for right across the front line?
Yes, I think what I've done this season is sort of like we're aware of, obviously, the competitiveness of this league in terms of salaries and budgets. So we've tried to sort of like buy players or bring players in that are able to play in more than one position, which obviously then just gives you more options for your squad. John O'Sullivan and Chris Taylor are two that can play either side of the wings, and then both of them could play in the middle of a three. And Joe does exactly that at the front line. He could play 9, 10, and then he could play on either wing. So he provides us a lot of options, and we're delighted that we've got to work with him.
You had some loan players last season who were particularly successful for you, Joe Lumley, Sean Longstaff, Callum Cook. Is there an opportunity, or do you have to wait really until the end of pre-season, until you'll have any idea whether any of those will be available again?
I think it's fair to say I know one or two won't be available again, because of the progress that they made in League One, and their clubs will quite rightly see the next stage of their development as them going out into the Championship or actually being in their first team, But I think that, I've got my fingers crossed for one or two of them to be made available to us, but whether that's a bit of wishful thinking on my behalf, I'm not too sure.
Is the goalkeeping department something that needs a look?
Yeah, I think so. I think we have three young goalkeepers that are exciting, that are going to become very good goalkeepers given time and given games. It's difficult to put them on the bench without giving them games. I want the likes of Miles Boney and Jack Sims next season to be going out and playing more games and adding to the CV. And that's the stat that would have been the same with Christopher Mufumbi, you know. He got the back end of those games, but over the course of the year, we wanted him to have more. But, you know, Joe Lumley came in and was outstanding for us, and rightly so. QPR called him back for the last couple of games there and played him in the Championship. So it's certainly something we're looking at.
Are you reading into the players that haven't agreed terms who were with you last season? Are you working without them from now?
I've not given up hope. I think one or two people are questioning my sanity on that, because obviously there is interest in them. But if they go on to bigger and better things, or they have an opportunity to double the wages or triple the wages, I'll shake their hands and wish them all the best, because from the financial point of view and the security of the family, it's a short career for them. But you hope that, you know, that relationship you built with them might just swing it a little bit. But I'm realistic in, obviously, money talks.
Is there a sort of deadline that you have to reach that you think, I'm going to have to move on to other options here?
Yeah, August the 4th. Start of the season. No, there will be, obviously. I think the fact that they themselves, the players that we're talking about themselves, will want to start pre-season at a club, whether that's us or another club. So realistically, the decision will be taken out of my hands. I will gladly welcome any of them back. So, you know, however long it takes for them, to be perfectly honest.
And are you looking at the start of pre-season for a time to look at out-of-contract players to come and work with you, maybe play a couple of pre-season friendlies with you?
Yes, yes, definitely. We've highlighted three or four. And so, you know, we think that they will be joining us, to, like you say, but two ways, really, for them to have a look at us and vice versa and go from there on it. There's one or two that have missed a chunk of football, and we just want to check them over before, you know, obviously committing to them long term or vice versa.